Welcome to Jean and Mike to the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. So, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And may I ask, was it fun?
It was fun, yes.
Was it fast?
Yeah, it was pretty fast for me.
Good.
What about you?
I didn't think I was doing the same crossword as everybody else. Because I took a glance at wordplay after I'd finished, and everyone was just like, oh, this is too easy for a Thursday.
Oh, no.
And it just about killed me. I had so much trouble doing this.
Oh.
I'm not sure if it was because, again, I was not at my mental best, or because of the theme, which sort of kept messing with my head. That was part of it, too. But there were just whole areas there where I was just getting everything wrong. That top left corner in particular, I thought was vicious. I could not get I got answers. They were just the wrong ones.
Oh.
And the clues that I desperately needed, I thought were unbelievably obscure. But apparently to nobody else. So everyone else was complaining on Wordplay about technological difficulties. And I wanted to say, I had a technological difficulty. They accidentally sent to my app the hard Thursday crossword, and everybody else got the easy Thursday crossword. It's the only way I can understand it. The author was Brandon Coppy, and as soon as I saw that, I started to get sort of a mild palpitation, because I think of him as writing hard crosswords.
Oh.
So maybe I just psyched myself out. But I found this to be an epic struggle. And I've done a little bit of calculation. Based on the difficulty of yesterday and today, by Saturday, it's going to take me 36 hours to solve it. That's linear regression. And so I'm slightly concerned.
Oh,
but
dear.
I guess we'll see how it goes.
Uh-huh.
But there was definitely a theme.
There was.
And I can tell because it's flashing at me right now.
It is. It is an animated theme, and it just keeps going, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, there were four themed clues and answers. And within the answers, they were all acrosses, there were shaded squares, two or three shaded squares with a white T in them.
Yes.
And I did not know quite what to do with them, so I didn't do anything with them. I just kind of worked around them. But as it turned out, the clever thing about those T's was they created a whole different word once you got the answer filled in. So, for example, the first one was 15 across, a regal figure on a tarot card, and the answer to that was Empress. But there was a T in the first square, and there was a T in the fifth square, and then you had seven squares, which was enough to write in Empress, but if you looked at it with the T's, it was temptress.
Yes.
So a whole different word. 18 across was self-titled debut album released 4 years before Jagged Little Pill. And the answer to that was, of course, Alanis Morissette. But there was a T in the second square and a T in the sixth square. And so it turned Alanis into Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we had 34 across, manages with delicacy, which the answer was finesses. But this actually had three T's in it, in the third square, in the last square, and in the third to the last square, or fourth to the last square. And so finesses became fitness test.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, we had, would that be 50 across, which was banishes with a T in the first and the fourth squares. The answer was exiles, but with the T's, it became textiles.
Right.
So those were the theme clues. And then the revealer was at 56 across. Divination aids or a phonetic hint to these shaded squares in this puzzle. And the answer to that was tea leaves. And then if you answered the puzzle correctly and got the happy music, you would see the teas leaving. They would disappear, and then they would appear, and then they would disappear. But when they disappeared, of course, then your answers were all correct.
Empress and
became Empress. Atlantis became Alanis. Fitness tests became Vanessa's, and textiles became exiles,
mm-hmm.
because the tea leaves.
And of course, we're forgetting about the downs, right?
Well, the downs required the teas. So, for example, the first tea in Temptress was at, 14, 15 down?
15 down. Well, no, they too did not require the tea.
Oh, no, you're right. They didn't. They did not require, although they did create words.
A new word when the tea was there, and a different word, which was the answer, when the tea was gone.
That's true. That's true. So, example, three down was across with the second T in Temptress, and the answer to that was romantic partner, casually, which was bae, but the T came in at the third square, so it created the word bait, B-A-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah. Yeah, all the downs were, it was the same thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing in Wordplay was they said, if you're doing this on on iOS or, an iPhone, do not put anything in the T's, even though you can.
Because
I started reading the comments and people were talking about rebuses, and I'm like, what rebus? I mean, there's already a letter there. I don't know why people would think they want to put in a different letter.
Well, I accidentally didn't, I didn't skip over as I was putting in an answer. And I accidentally put a letter in there, and it turned like yellow. And I'm like, ooh, it doesn't want me to put anything in there. So I quickly erased it. So
it did change color. That's interesting.
It did, yes. Uh-huh.
Well, perhaps.
Kind of a warning color, like, no. Don't put this letter in here.
Well, that's interesting because in the Deb Emlin, who writes the Wordplay column most of the time, she had a set of instructions that she got from the editors. And they said, if you're on iOS, do not put in a letter. If you're on Android, I'm like, oh, man, seriously? They've got different instructions for different people? You know, people on Wordplay get upset because the sun has risen. And this is just going to drive people bananas.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought... she said, here are four things you can do if you're on an Android device. You can try this, or you can try that, or you can try that, or that. And I wanted to add, here's another one. You can offer a sacrifice to Amenra, the god of crosswords, and see if that helps. Because, it was just crazy.
Well, why would you want to put a letter in there? There was already a letter in there, a T.
I don't know.
I just did it because I didn't skip over, but... But I never thought, I'm going to fill those all with letters, too.
Mm-hmm.
They already had letters, T's.
But everyone said how easy this crossword was.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess if you knew the answers, it was. But like, for instance, so I got one across, Zin Alternative, Cab. I had that there.
Right.
But then for two down, Range for Many Ibix. And I'm sorry, I forgot where the Ibix live, and I decided they lived by the Aral, A-R-A-L.
It's a range, a mountain range.
Well, isn't Aral a sea?
Yes.
It says range, so sort of like...
Oh, you were talking like the Aral Mountains.
Yeah, like the air, right.
Oh, okay.
I think they're Aral Mountains.
They're Ural. Yeah, I think there are Ural, too.
Mm-hmm. And then I thought, perhaps it's Andes, but it's just Andy. I ruled that one out pretty quickly.
Oh, good.
But then it turned out to be Alps. But that was a major challenge because that L came out of 12 across, the toe of Italy's boot. The answer was Calabria. Did you know Calabria?
No.
I mean, nobody knows Calabria. Even the people in Calabria, they're like, where are we? And so I was like, It's something I thought it was going to end in an IA, but that gave me five down the rope fiber, Sissel.
Yes.
And I checked, and Sissel has appeared approximately as many times as Oreo in the New York Times crossword.
Yes,
I just didn't.
It's pretty common.
I guess it just never resonated. I've got to learn it. The one next to it, four down, words sometimes texted as its middle letter. Again, I was feeling a little fatigued. I put in and. I thought you said something, something.
No, that'd be in. In.
Well, it was the letter I had. So I had. Well,
oh,
A-N-D, A-N-D.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it's so, R.
And you know, the regal figure on a tarot card. So I had it starting with E-M, and I saw there was an S at the end, and I thought, oh, it's Emirates, because we just had Emirates. And, or no, I had Emirates, excuse me, singular, a regal figure. I thought, Emirate, that sounds sort of regal, instead of Empress. I mean, I was...
I tried to put emperor in there. That's when I accidentally put a letter on top of the T because I put an O. I had O, E-M-P-E. Oh, I put an E. And then that's when it sort of flashed the orangey-yellow color, and I had to, like, immediately take it out.
But you knew Alps?
I did know Alps.
Okay. See, you know, just as we've said many times, just having one word there, even three down, the romantic partner casually, I was going back and forth between bae and boo.
Oh.
Because that's sort of a term of endearment, right?
Yes, but didn't you get 17 across? What has a big part in the Ten Commandments?
No.
Oh. It was the Red Sea.
The Red Sea is nothing. I mean, the Ten Commandments was a tablet. It was on, like, what, Mount Sinai?
Well, it's talking about the movie, The Ten Commandments.
Well, I saw that, too, and I was trying to think of an actor, but then it said, what has a big part?
Right. And it was the Red Sea, because it was parted, you know, so the...
But that wasn't a major part of the movie, was it?
Oh, yes. That was just like a phenomenal scene, because, you know, that was made, what, over 50 years ago.
Right.
They didn't have CGI, and they... created this scene where the Red Sea parted. So
well, nowadays they just...
Everybody, I think at that time, thought that was such a phenomenal scene. So, yes, it had a big part.
Well, so
but it parted, you know, so that was a big part there, too.
See, I was really... You're right. I should have paid more closer attention to the fact that it was the Ten Commandments in quotes, because I was thinking, okay, the Ten Commandments, what says a big part? Thou shalt not. And so I was trying to do something with that. You know, I thought those show up a lot, and then sins show up a lot. And then I was even thinking there's sort of it's 10 tablets, five per side. There's this big divide between them. And so I was just...
So you weren't thinking of movie at all.
No, I wasn't. And then for fix... I had something else for fix.
Which one was that?
So it was 15 down. The answer was rig.
Yes.
Actually, it's funny. It says 15 down. Yeah, because that's where the 15 would have been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Turned to trig.
Instead of rig, I can't remember what I had instead. Anyways, it was wrong. and eventually I went to rig. It's just like, oh, that kind of fix. And 23 across, made it to the big leagues. I had make pro. Actually, I don't know what I was thinking there, but I had pro, and then I thought, I eventually realized it was gone pro, which still sort of sounded awkward from an English standpoint.
It did, but it was past tense, so.
Yeah, so make pro, and it couldn't have been made pro.
No.
Made pro, because then they would have repeated. But, you know... The only thing that saved me in that corner, one down, one end of Philadelphia's Benjamin Franklin Bridge, I had, for some reason, well, with Emirate, I had an M, and I thought, Camden. And because I had the E of eel, 20 across, being dot in la mer, and that would have been eel for isle or island. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, I know there's some place called Camden. I'll put in Camden. And then I took out Camden, and I put Camden back in. Camden just kept hopping all over the place. But eventually, Camden decided to stay, and then somehow I got Red Sea.
Very good.
I was just exhausted. I mean, that was just like...
That was just one corner.
That was just one...
Whoa.
Well, it was the hardest corner for me.
Oh.
But obviously, you had no hard corners.
I didn't. I went through it fairly quickly.
Right. The consensus was, this is a piece of cake, and I'm still in shock, as you can tell.
Well, I wouldn't call it a piece of cake, but I I didn't have a lot of problems with it.
Well, I'll tell you another place where I was having trouble, 26 down. Presidential also ran of 1988, 2008, and 2012.
Uh-oh.
So at one point, I had an N and an A and an L. And I thought, oh, it's Mondale. If you misspell Mondale, I had Mondail.
And it's like, that's for president once.
Right. Well, but you know, I was flailing at this point. And so I'm like, Mondale, D-A. And it's like, it's not spelled D-A-I-L. Get a grip. And so
it's Mondale. Oh, I see.
No, Mondail.
Yeah.
Mondale. That was the alternate spelling, just like a Menra.
Mm-hmm.
And so it turned out to be Ron Paul.
Yes.
And that, but you know, I mean, even down there, they had 47 across, one on a one. The first one was in quotes, and it was unum.
That's right.
You know, I kept seeing that, and I'm like, I don't know what to do with it. So anyway, I eventually figured that out. But man, I found this to be... Even 55 across, wirelessly operated toy vehicle, informally was an RC car.
Yes, that's where I ended up. That was, you know, I was like, I had blank C car, and the place where that first square was crossed with 38 down, stand-up comedian Mark, and I couldn't remember. I think we've had that clue before. But I couldn't remember, so I just started putting in letters. And when I got to R, the puzzle solved.
Yes.
So Mark Marone,
mm-hmm.
and RC Carr, yes.
We have had it before because the only two debut words were Gone Pro. And another one. Let's talk about 34 down. You know, I'm there just absolutely struggling, and it's championship trophy for the PGA Tour. And I'm like, really? You know, is there any other area that I don't know about that you are able to put into this crossword? I'm surprised the right half wasn't all in Spanish.
Well, the correct answer was a FedEx Cup. And it was not in Spanish.
Olé.
But I had a little trouble with that, too. I was thinking, well, they give them a green coat, and I want to try or a green jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying, I knew that didn't fit in. But I thought, well, maybe they give them a green cap, too, because I had the C and the P at the end there. But no, it turned out to be FedEx Cup.
Right. And, you know, one of the easiest words, not that I found anything in this easy, but one of the easiest answers was exiles. So that X of FedEx was nicely planted there.
Yes. I had that X. So, yeah.
But, you know,
I thought the same thing. Uh-huh.
The D of FedEx came out of T-shirt size, a bra, 38 mm-hmm. across.
Yes.
And it's just like, okay, great. That could be XXX. That could be SML,
right.
MED, LAR. Mm-hmm. It turned out to be MED for medium.
For medium.
Mm-hmm. And I too did not know that comedian. Uh-huh. Going to have to go listen to them, I suppose.
Yeah.
But
they've been in before, I know that.
Even 42 down... The Martian who wears a green helmet and skirt was Marvin.
Marvin the Martian, yes.
Right. That took me a little bit, but not too long to sort of work out.
Right.
But so anyway.
Yeah, there were some challenging clues.
Well, not for you and everybody else who did it in like a fraction of a blink of an eye. I mean, people were complaining, just like, you call this a Thursday crossword. I was like, yes, it's a Saturday crossword. So,
oh dear. Well, I'm glad you made it through. You persevered.
Yes, I did. I considered it my major achievement of last night.
Okay.
It's the only achievement of last night. That's how long it took.
Uh-huh.
So let's see. Let's wrap it up. We do have listener mail.
Oh, okay.
And this is from Izzy. Triplet Tuesday. Good day, Gene and Mike. I only bested Gene on the third clue with Nat Geo. The first two, I would have had to wait until clue number three. Good job, per usual, Gene. As you mentioned, I can vent to you. Well, this week's vent is aimed right back at myself, and it's regarding the Wednesday puzzle. Spoilers ahead if you haven't done it yet. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I assumed Dr. Fauci's previous workplace was an acronym, but I had no idea which. And for some reason, prank pullers wasn't clicking. I tried send up, that's what I had tried, and censor, and had to go to the dreaded reveal options, every NYT digital crossword's bane. Seniors, right there in front of me. Adding to the frustration, I usually get flummoxed by a clue or two, take a break, then come back, and it just clicks. We all know that trick. Yes. Well advised. Well, my clicker is broken because I took a few hours away from this one and still didn't get through it on my return. Enjoy the weekend puzzle gauntlet ahead. And as always, thanks for the shows, Izzy.
Oh, that was nice.
Yes, thank you so much, Izzy. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we definitely know about that frustration when you walk away from something. Usually when I walk away from something, when I come back, though, I usually get something like today's the crossword that we've just been discussing. Mm-hmm. I walked away from it and came back with it done. It's just sort of like, you know, just sometimes I just have to stand up. And but anyways, it doesn't always happen, so we can relate.
Mm-hmm. And I will say that for Dr. Fauci, I thought CDC, but then that didn't work. And so what was it?
It was NIH.
But I was thinking CDC. I had that in there for quite a while before I finally figured out, no, it has to be something different.
Let's see. Where was that? Because I'm trying to find it now.
I thought it was over here somewhere.
This
is Thursday. It was Wednesday's puzzle.
Oh, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. I vaguely remember having the N there. And so that just sort of pinned it down a bit as we both scrambled to find Wednesday's. So
it was...
That's right there.
What 21 was it? Across, yeah.
21 across. And the clue going down for that was utensils.
Right. Well, the answer.
For contents of a kitchen drawer. Yeah. So I had the mm-hmm. N. I felt pretty solidly about that.
Uh-huh.
And so I was able to pull that together. Mm-hmm. Although I did sort of struggle a bit with seniors as well.
Me too, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that is it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Remember, if you want to do what Izzy just did and drop us a line, we love listener mail.
Yeah.
crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. Remember, we also have a Facebook page. Feel free to say something there. And we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.